Let's take a look at the sports world here on WLEW. I'm Nate Franklin. The NBA has fined Minnesota Timberwolves guard Patrick Beverley $20,000 and Milwaukee Bucks guard George Hill $15,000 for their roles in an on-court altercation during a weekend matchup between the teams. The incident happened with 2:11 left in the first quarter of what became Minnesota's 138-119 thrashing on Saturday. Karl-Anthony Towns was shooting a free throw from Minnesota when the Timberwolves, Taurean Prince, and the Bucks, Serge Ibaka, began jostling for rebounding position. The NBA found that Beverley escalated the altercation by shoving Ibaka from behind. The league said Hill continued the altercation by shoving Beverley. And in other news, the Minnesota Vikings and free agent outside linebacker Za'Darius Smith have agreed to contract terms. Smith gets a three-year deal worth $42 million with incentives that can push the value to $47 million. He gives the Vikings a pass-rushing boost after being released by the rival Packers last week. Smith was a Pro Bowl pick in 2019 and 2020 with a combined 26 sacks. He played in only one game last season because of a back injury. And the price for Deshaun Watson went up for the Browns in 24 hours. Cleveland's trade for the legally entangled quarterback became official Sunday when the Browns detailed their decision to add him. The Browns' announcement included terms of the deal that turned out to be inaccurate. Cleveland sent first and fourth round draft picks in 2022, first and third round draft picks in 2023, and first and fourth rounders in 2024 to the Texans. Two of those picks were not in the original deal. And in other news, the NBA has fined Yusuf Nurkic of the Portland Trailblazers $40,000 for confronting a fan at a game in Indiana and throwing the person's cell phone. The incident happened shortly after Sunday's game between the Blazers and the Pacers. Nurkic approached the fan and walked within a few inches of the person before grabbing the person's cell phone and tossing it into nearby seats. It was not clear what preceded the incident, and a security guard walked between Nurkic and the fan after the phone was tossed. That's when the Blazers center walked away. And that's your sports update here on WLEW. I'm Nate Franklin. For the latest sports news anytime, check out thumbnet.net/sports.